Chubbs, yeah.
Oh, here we go. Okay, so back in the Gemara and Baba Kama. So just to review, we had this notion, we distinguished two types of hana, hanas guf and hanas mamon. And we were dealing with a case in Ksuvas of hana, of what a case, it was the Gemara on Lamed Amid Beis. Right? Lamed Amid Beis.
Oh, we're not in the book.
And we're going to be in Baal Kahn 1 second, but I just want to review for the tape. So the case was a case of Truma, and the case was a case where the Truma was inserted into the base of Leah, and there was Hana, and in that particular case, there was no issue of Gazela, because it was in the base of Leah, and there was a third party that put the Truma there. And so Tosfos brought down a shita, and the shita was in the name of the Ri, and the shita held that in this particular case of Tochev Latoch Beis Hablia, where the Truma is in the base of Blia, in that case you wouldn't be Chayev Tashlume Mamon for the Hana that occurs. The Hanas Grono Meav that occurs after the Truma is inserted there. Because according to the Ri, he says, Bashash is then Nanami Menu, Kvarhu Avid Men Olam, Shubamakom Dilo Efshar La Dure. So he says, Ain Lal Shani Klum. So the person that's Nana is not Chayav because it was Avid Men Olam. So clearly it was, so that it turns out it's a Machlokus, the Ri and Rashi. So we said that according to Rashi, if you distinguish two types of hana, hanas mamon and hanas what we called hanas guf, sensual kinds of hana. In this particular case, it may be that even though there's no commodification of the truma because it's avad min olam, you could never sell the truma that's in past the base of Bliya. The guy can't get it back. But the chisaron that the baal incurs of the Truma, the Kohen, because the Truma is in the base of Bli and is not coming back, so we said that gives a din mamon to the Hanas Guf. And so therefore, because there's a din mamon in the Hanas Guf, the central Hana, so that's what creates the Chiyuv Tashlumi Hana, the din mamon that comes from the Hanas Guf. But the Hanas Guf needs a din mamon from the Chisaron, because otherwise it's not really quantifiable, because there's no commodity there. So if you look back in the Gemara in Baba Kama Chaf Amud Aleph, so the Gemara talks about a couple of different cases, and the Gemara says brings a case of Hadar B'Chatzar Chaver Shalom Midaito, and the Gemara wants to know whether you're Chayev Tashlumei Hana for Hadar B'Chatzar Chaver if you stay in somebody else's house. So the Gemara builds a couple of parameters into the case. And the Gemara says, essentially, the Gemara gives you, I think it's three cases. So the Gemara says, Chatzar delo kaimi la'agra v'gavr delo avit l'migar. He says, the Gemara says, if it's a home that isn't a rental property, and it's someone who doesn't normally rent, so then there's no question. Zelo nana zelo chatzar. So the Gemara says, there's no nana, there's no one who's a nana, there's no one who's a mechusar, so there's no question that you're not chayav tashlumi hana. So the Gemara says, "B'chutzer dekaim la agra v'gavra da'avad lemigar." But if it's a rental property and the person is a renter, so then there's a chasser and there's a nana, so for sure you're chayav. So the Gemara says, "Ze chasser." So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha." What the case that the Gemara is curious about is chutzer de lo kaim la agra v'gavra da'avad lemigar. So where you have a chutzer that's not usually rented, but you have somebody who usually rents. So there you have a case of a nene with someone who's nene and someone else who is not a chasser. So that's a case of ze nene ze lo chasser. The Gemara wants to know whether you're chayev. So Tosfos makes a kind of important observation. So we have three sort of permutations of this case of hadar b'chatzar chavero, but it's not every logical permutation of these two variables, right? We have he's a nana, he's a chasser. We have he's not a nana, he's not a chasser. And we have he's a nana, he's not a chasser. But the one case we don't have is what? Is he is a chasser and he's not a nana. The Gemara doesn't doesn't describe that case. So Tosfos says, Ze'enene v'ze'en chaserhu. So the Gemara says, hold on 1 second. How do I pause this?
Oh, press the play pause button.
So Tosfos says, the Gemara brings one of these permutations, ze'en nana v'ze'en chaserhu. There's no nana, there's no chaser. That's pashat that the guy's not chayiv. He's not a nana. So Tosfos on Chaf Amar Aleph says, afilu b'chaser dekayim la'agra v'gavra delo avid lamigar. So the Gemara doesn't mention it, but even with a chaser that is kayim la'agra, meaning the guy has a rental property, v'gavra delo avid lamigar, and a person who doesn't usually rent. So the Gemara just gives us a case of when he's not a nana and he's not a chaser. But Tosfos says it'd be the same thing if he were a chaser, if the person was not a nana. So if the person's not a nana, even if the baal of the chaser is a chaser, even in that case he's potter. So Tosfos says havi matzi lemeimar de potter, right? Even where the guy is chaser, if you're not a nana, you're still potter, right? So it doesn't have to be ze'en nana v'ze'en chaser. It could be ze'en nana v'ze'en chaser. It doesn't matter. And even in that case, maybe you're potter. Even shalom nana, because you're not a nana. Afagav shigarim hefsed l'chavero. Even though you caused a hefsed to him, because he usually rents that property, right? And you stayed there that night, and so you filled up that room where I think it's the Rashba that says that this is in a case where people would walk by and see that the room's occupied, so the guy's going to lose the money because they see that room's occupied, they're not going to rent it. So you have a guy sitting there, people aren't going to come up and look at that property, they're going to see that property, there's no vacancy sign or whatever, so you cost the person money. So Tosfos says, "Afilu gersho chavero mi beso, v'nal delos b'fonav, ein zeh l'grama ba'alma." He says, worst case scenario, all you're doing here is grama. So even if you're mechusa the guy, so if you're not a nana and he's not a chaser, for sure you're potter. But even if you're not a nana and he is a chaser, the chisaron here is only grama, right? So the Gemara doesn't spell it out, but according to Tosfos, he holds that even in that case, you're potter. Because why? Because grama in the zikin is potter. You're chayv de shemayim, but you're potter, right? You can't be tovei and based in grama. So to be mevatel kiso shel chavero, if you prevent the guy from making money, that's only grama. So Tosfos says, so if you're not a nene and he's a chaser in this case, it's only grama, so there's no problem. Okay, so that's Tosfos. So it turns out it's a machlokas. Because if you look at the riff, the riff holds. He says, Avaba chatzer de kaimila agra, in a chatzer de kaimila agra, even where the person is not a nana, right? Even where the person is not a nana, if it's a chatzer dekayim la'agra, tzarech la'alos l'schar. Va'af al gav delo avid lemigar, even though he's not a renter. Daha chasri mamona, because he cost him money. He's mechusar him mamon, right? So, what about grama? Right? The riff doesn't argue that you're putter by grama. The case is the same case. So the riff seems to be saying you're chayev in the case of mechusar mamon, which is grama. And Tosfos clearly says you're putter. So the Rush, if you look at the Rush, and the Rush says in explaining the case, the Rush says, he says, V'i ike l'chiyuve, mihai taima ike l'chiyuve, mishum sha'achel chisrono shel zeh. He says, so why would you be chayev? Why would you ever be chayev for, in this case, why wouldn't this just be grama?
You ate that guy's loss?
Yeah, so that's what we're going to work on. He says, the lashon is that you ate the guy's loss. Sha'achel chisrono shel zeh. He says, "Sha'achel chisrono shel zeh." You actually ate his loss. V'zelo dami lenol beso shel chavero v'lo darbo. Ohamuver sade shel chavero. Shelo bal yado klum mi chisaron chavero. Over there, you don't get anything out of the guy's chisaron. When you just prevent him from making money, when you let his field lie fallow, or you prevent him from staying in his house, you don't get anything out of it. You're just mechusar him. Aval, right? Aval zeh afal gav shelo nene, right? Shayamutz dira cheres bechinam mikol makam hashtemiha ka'achol ka'achol ma shachavero nifsim, right? So he says that over here, it's like you're being ochel what the other guy is mechusar. So he says that's why we hold that in this case, that's why the riff would hold that you're chayev tashlumi hana. Right?
Wait, I have a question. Is this even in the case where you were forced?
So we're talking about Hadar b'chatzar chaver shelo midaita, where you stay in someone's house.
So in this case,
we have a machlokis, right? We have a machlokis tosfos and the riff, which the Rush kind of explains. The Rush explains what the position would be of holding that you would be chayev in this case. And the Rush explains that the position would be that this isn't like a usual case of grama. That what's different about this case is not that you're just causing the loss, but you're actually sort of eating the loss.
That's why I thought it was an eating case.
But he says that in terms of, and he's using that euphemistically, but you're kind of enjoying the loss because you're staying in the hotel.
Yeah.
So you're getting a kind of a hanas guf that isn't a hanas mamon, right? There's kind of a hana there, but it's not a hanas mamon because you didn't save any money.
Sure.
But so the riff holds that where you have that hana, right, where you have that kind of hanas mamon, hanas guf, where you have that I don't want to say sensual enough, but where you have that hana, you're staying in the hotel room, where it's not a hanas mamon because you didn't save any money. When you have that coupled, right, with a chisaron, so we say in that case, it's not like grama. It's like you're being ochel his chisaron, and so you're chayev. That is the riff and the rush. Tosos disagrees. So our question is, how do we understand the chiddush of the riff? How do we understand that chiddush? Tosos is clear. When you have a guy's not a nene, if he's not a nene, this isn't a case of zenene at all. It's not a case of tashlumi hana. It's a case of chisaron. So if it's a case of chisaron, the only question is this grama or not? If it's grama, that's it. If it's not grama, you're chayv, but it's not a case of tashlumi hana. According to the riff and the rush, it is a case of tashlumi hana when you're ochel the chisaron, even where it's even where it's grama. So the question is, what is the svara of the rush and the riff? Yeah.
So just like an example, the case here is, like, let's say you're in a hotel,
yeah.
You buy a room in a hotel, and you sleep in the room next door. You buy a room, no one can buy this room, you sleep in this room. You sleep in the room next door, and you also, no one can sleep in this room now, but you really could be sleeping in your bed. In other words, you're not getting anything enough.
I mean, the case in the Gemara seems to be, you're not buying two hotel rooms. Let's say you have a house next door to the hotel.
You didn't buy the other hotel room, you just slept there.
Yeah, yeah. I had a house I had a house that's very convenient, and I decide I'm just crashing in the hotel.
For no reason.
Well, I don't want to speculate on the reasons, but the motive doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. But you end up costing the guy money by virtue of the fact that you took a rentable room away from him. But you're not an nene because you didn't save any money.
Yeah, you didn't have to stay.
You didn't have to stay there. You didn't save yourself, you know, $150 because you weren't going to spend that anyway. So you didn't save any money. So there's no hanas mamon. But you did enjoy the room. It was a Holiday Inn Express or whatever. It was a nice room. So according to the rush, according to Tosfos,
said a nice room and they said the worst hotel. Like.
Well, you know,
I stayed in those expresses. It's not terrible.
No, I think it's it depends what you're used to. But the point is that according to Tosfos, this is just a case of grumma, because if there's no hanas mamon, if they're not a nene, it's not a case of tashlumi hana. It's a straight case of nezikin. If it's a straight case of nezikin, it's grumma. The case is closed. The rush, the riff kind of, and the Rambam holds like this also, that this is a little different, because this isn't a case of non-local, of kind of disengaged hefsid, where you're mechus of the guy from a distance and you get nothing out of it. Here you kind of get something out of it. So in that case, all of a sudden it seems to become a case of Tashlumi Hanah. So the question is, how does that work? What are the rules? When does this become a case of either it's Hanas Mamon or it's not Hanas Mamon? Or when does it become to Hanas Mamon? And what's the Machlokas, Tosfos, and the Rif? So everybody have the question?
If you were sitting here...
Okay, yeah, yeah. All right, so just to review the question. So the question is, it would seem to be that if you're agnostic about the Gemara and Ksuvos, you didn't know that we had this idea of Hanas, of Hanas Guf and Chisaron and how those things related over in that sugya. If you're just learning this sugya, and the sugya, and you have a case where there's really no precedent for a case of anything but Hanas Mamon, right? Being a case of Achi of Tashlumei Hanah. And so over here you have a case where there's no Hanas Mamon, and you have a case where a guy is not, by the Gemara standards, he's not a Nena. So the Gemara says he's Zelo Nena, the guy is not a Nena, but the other party is a Chasser. So that would seem to be for sure not a case of Tashlumei Hanah. But the Gemara doesn't record that case. The Gemara only talks about the other permutations of the two variables. The Gemara doesn't say anything about a case where one person is not a Nana, but the other guy is a Chasser. So Tosos says, the Gemara, it's Poshet, that in that case, for sure, well, not Poshet, Tosos hedges a little bit, but Tosos says it would seem to be that in that case, you'd also be Potter. Because there's not a case of Teshlumi Hanah. If he's not a Nana, there's no Teshlumi Hanah. He's just a Chisaron, that's Nezikin. So by Nezikin, you look at what makes you Chayav Nezikin, and Gram is Potter. And all you did is close the door, all you did is prevent this guy, your Mevatel, his wallet. So in that case, you're Potter, because you just prevented him from making money on a room, but you're not a Nena. But then the Rif seems to hold that he says you're Mechusser Mamon for the guy, so there you're Chayav. So what do you mean you're Mechusser Mamon? That's Grama. So what does the Rif mean? So the Rush explains how would you understand being Chayav in this case? He says, because it's not like a regular case of being Mevatel, the guy's Mamon. It's not a case, not like a regular case of Grama, exactly. He says here, he says you're Ochel his Chisaron. He says it's not just like a case of where you close the guy out of his house. He says, because there, he says, Lo bali yado klum mi Chisaron. Right? You don't get anything out of the Chisaron of your Chavero. But here, even though you're not Nene, classically, right, because you could find your house
next door
or wherever, with for free, b'chinam, right? Mikol makom, it's ka'achal ma shechavero nifsed. It's like you ate his chisaron.
So he's not saying it's a case of groma. He's getting out of the zikin.
Yeah, he's getting out of the
zikin.
Exactly.
So it is the same. It is the same. It's just, it's not, he's saying it's not a Nezikin case. It's
exactly. He's saying don't formulate this as a case of Gramas Nezikin. This is really a case of Tashlumi Hanah. But it's not Hanah because he says himself, Afagav Shalom Nene. You're not a Nene. Why? Because you could find property Bechinim. But it's like you're a Nene. So what does it mean? What's the Chiddush of the Rush? It's an important Chiddush because it is. But also because it's a famous Chiddush in the Sugya.
The only case would have been where you just you put your own lock on the
yeah,
on the door, and
yep,
you walk away.
Yep, yep. Or you're supposed to, or a guy has a field and you're supposed to do something. You essentially make sure that no crops grow in his field.
Uh-huh.
You don't destroy the crops, but you don't take care of the field right, and he gets no crops out of it. So you sort of cause him a loss, but you don't destroy his stuff. You just don't. You don't actually work the land. You just let it go. So there you're garim a hefset. Go ahead.
I want to just ask like a more fundamental question. It's almost outside of the Gemara. But with, why do we always look at it as from the, violator's perspective of, oh, did he have Hana or not? And why don't we just say, the Baal, who owned the hotel or who
lost money,
the field, just lost money, and this guy caused it,
Right. So I guess the point is that there are two frameworks for being Chayev here that we're talking about. One is Nezikin. So Nezikin is the framework of the guy who owns the property.
Yeah.
Is the other guy Chayev for damaging my stuff? So first we look at that. Yeah, and in this case, it's grama. So that's it. So in all these cases that the Gemara is talking about, Hadar b'chatzin chaver shalom midaito, right? In those cases, really the nezikin part of it is very simple because you're not actually destroying his room. You're just preventing him from making money.
Yeah.
So that seems to be pretty straight grama.
It also seems to be like, it's like reverse. It's like almost like the midas, it tastes of midas stone. Any case where you stopped him, but at least you got a benefit. It was a benefit to you.
Right.
You chaya. But in the case where it's just, it seems like lahachis, like there was no reason for you to do this. Uh-huh. You didn't even get a benefit.
Right.
You puffed it. Like it seems like luxurious. Like, well, you know.
Oh, that you would be putter in a case where...
Where there's no hana.
Right. Right. You mean you should
it
be
should
chayav.
Be worse.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
okay,
I see what you mean.
At least you get...
Oh,
get,
I see. Yeah, I get you. You mean at least
no,
over there you got something out of
nobody,
it. But here you cost him a loss for nothing.
Nobody's going to benefit.
Right, so it should be like a kanaf. Yeah. But so there's two frameworks that the case exists in. It's where it's living in two worlds. One world is the world of Nezikin, which is a world of whether you're a mazik, whether the other guy is a nizak, right? So here, the Gemara is not talking about a case where the guy's a nizak, because it's really grama. The Gemara is talking about whether you're chayav mishum tashlumi hana, and then tashlumi hana may require a chisaron. So in this case, Tosfos says it seems to be pretty clear that there really isn't a nizak here. It's really, if there is a nizak, it's a nizak b'toras grama, so you're potter, right? So then, if the person isn't a nena, there's no tashlumi hana to speak about. So that's it. So the Rosh resurrects it and says, no, you know, really what you have is a case that is much different, because it's not just a case of being mevatel, the mamon of the chavero. It's really a case where you're getting something out of his chisaron. He says, for that you're chayav. So based on what we said last time we said that there's an idea of a hana's guf and a sensual hana being distinguished from a financial hana. And we said when something's oven min olam, like in the case of the Gemara Ksuvas, like the Truma case, so in that case, the chisaron can give a din mamon to the actual physical hana. So in that case, so that seems to match pretty well what the Rush seems to be saying. That here you're ochel the chisaron, even though you're not a nen in terms of mamonis, because b'chinam you could stay in your own house and it doesn't cost you anything. But the chisaron, right? But the point is, you're still getting a type of a hana. You're enjoying, you're having an experience where you're staying in a hotel. You're definitely getting something physical out of the chisaron of the other person. So maybe that gives a din, a mamon to that experience. So the question here that was asked is, well, wait a second. What are you really chayev for? If you're chayev for money, for being a nen in terms of money, so then it should only be where you actually are enriched in terms of money. Why are we trying to make a different hana, a different type of hana, into a money case? I mean, it's nice to say that it has a din or whatever you're saying, but if the point is that this is a matter of being chayev when you have hanas, when you get hana, money hana, so what kind of sense does it make to convert hanas guf in terms of mama, right? That was your question? So I guess what we would say is that it depends how you understand the machayev for tashlumi hana. If the machayev for tashlumi hana is being enriched financially, then you're right. It doesn't make a lot of sense here to convert hanas guf into hanas mamon. But if the machayev is the hana itself, that you're defined as a nena, that's the machayev. And the question of enrichment is a question of quantifying the tashlumen. So then it makes sense sometimes to say that a hanas guf could be quantifiable with a chisara, because the mechayev is really the being a nena. It's not being enriched financially. It's hana in a broader sense. So then, okay, so that would seem to solve a lot of problems, except that the Bircha Shmuel seems to distinguish the case in Bava Kama, our case of Adar B'chazer Chaver Shalom Midaito, and what the Rush is saying, and he seems to distinguish it from the case in Ksuvas, in the direction that's completely opposite to what we're saying. Okay, so the Bircha Shmuel, it's Simen Yud Dalet. So he says, in the Tosfos Divrei Maschil, Ze Ein Nena, he says, Kosu, De Bedin Ze Chaser, Veze Lo Nena, De Potter, De Bemanov Shach, Eno Yachul Lechaivo, Lo Lidin Mazik, Lo Midin Mazik, Lo Midin Nena. He says, in that case, right, You can't be mechayev in the case that we're talking about. You can't be mechayev him as a mazik, and you can't be mechayev him as a nena, right? Because in this case, he's not a nena, and he's not a mazik either, because it's a case of grumma. Midin mazik enu yachol lechayevo daha grumma ba'almahu. De'enu ela minias harevach, right? All he did is prevent the guy from being, you know, from making money. No beso shel chavero, ve'enu manichu ledorba, enu el grumba almo potter. Right? If you prevent the guy from staying in a place, right? You prevent the guy from using his house, you don't let him stay there, all you did at worst case scenario, is grumma. Umishum nena en yachu lechayevo, dehalo. Right, because you haven't added anything, you haven't been mosif mamo, right? Vlo nena klal, so he's not nena anything. Varosh, so he quotes the Rosh, b'simen vav, he says he's machzik b'das harif, dechayev, right? Umishum de'achlis chisroni, because the chisaron is eaten, right? My chisaron is eaten by this other guy who's staying in my hotel. He says, Nira bir hadavar. And he says, V'chein re'isi mikfar b'sefer kedushas yom tov. So he quotes the sefer kedushas yom tov, and this is what he says. He says, Mishum diyesh lo hanas haguf. Says, in our case over here, where you stay in the hotel, that's a case of Hanas Guf, what we call sensual pleasure. The al yidei da achilas chisroni gam hana kazu bas tfiyahi. That type of hana is also a hana that can be tovei and based in. Ve'enu rak machzik mazik lechud el dechashiv nene mishel chavero demashe nene hanas haguf mechisrono shel chavero havi gam kein bas tfiyah. The mamoni gavach al yidei da achlas chisroni, because you could say my money is by you because you ate my chisaron. So Rav Baruch Ber goes on and he says v'tzarach iim im gam b'zeh mahani mashen nena mitocha chisaron demikvar u'kamosha kaso atosos sham. So he quotes our tosos in Baba Kama that. The Tosfos that quotes the Gemara in Ksuvos that says that when you're tochev letoch beis habliya, you're chayev even though the chisaron came from before, right? So even though the chisaron came from before, that Tosfos says that you're still chayev tashlume hana. I'm sorry. So it's the Tosfos in Baba Kama Chaf Amud Beis that he's quoting. Ha'as Hanes, and he says that the Bali Tosfos over there say that even though the Chisaron happened from before, it's still a case of Zenena. It's still a case of Zenena v'Zeh Chaser, right? Because so that Gemara over there says why is it that case? Why do we consider that Zenena v'Zeh Chaser where the Chisaron came from before? So he says that over there, he's nena machmas achisaron shechay mitchila. So he's nena from a chisaron that happened from before. So that's a case of zen nena v'zeh chaser. So he wants to know, would that be the Birch Shmuel wants to know, would that be the same thing over here in this case where you talk about hanas guf? Could you be considered a nena from a chisaron that happened before by hanas guf, the same way that you're considered a nene in the case of ochel, in the case of truma letoch beis abliya? Now the problem is, if you look at that Tosfos in Chaf Amud Beis, the Tosfos in Baba Kama, what does Tosfos say? He says that in our case, he says in the case of the truma, he says it should be a case of. He says, Am I chayev ha'ochel zeh nene v'zeh lo chaser hu? Why should the ochel be chayev? He's a nene, but the other guy's not a chaser. Why? Sheim hayam machzir chayisin nemases ve'in shava klum. Right? If he returned it, it's worth nothing. So why should he be a nene? V'yei shlomer lo domi. Hold the nene machmas chisaron shahayim mitchila. He says that over there he's chayev because of the chisaron that came from before. Right? So we explained, seemingly, it seemed to make sense to us that you're talking about a case there where you have no, there's no mamon anymore because it's not worth anything, because it's disgusting, the Baal doesn't want it. But he's chayev, right? Because of the hanas guf, because of the chisaron that happened from before. Even though there's no din mamon, it gives it a din mamon. But Rav Baruch Ber asked the question. Rav Baruch Ber's question is, in the case of Hadar B'chatzar Chaver Shalomi Daito, which is a case of Hanas Guf, he wants to know, could that still be a case that relies on Chisaron Mikvar? He seems to distinguish the case of Hanas Guf by the hotel from the case of Tashlume Mamon by Truma. And what does he say? He says that our case of the hotel is not a case of Hanas Guf. Right? He says it's not a case of Hanas Guf. Yeah, so Rav Baruch Ber says openly, he says in the case of Ochel Truma, he says, Chayev. He says, you're Chayev over there, and he says, Dafka Benene Mamash, Shenetusuf Lo Mamo. It's actually Hanas Mamo. Right? He says, Verak Bechdei Shlo Yihye Lo Din Zeh Nene Vezelo Chaser. So all you day that we count the chisaron mitchila to make you chayev. But he says Masha Einkain over here in the case of Hadar B'chatzar Chavero, Be'eno Nene De Iker Masha Mechayva Hu Mishum De Achlis Chisroni. So he says that the case of Hadar B'chatzar Chavero is a case of Hanas Guf, but the case of Ochel Truma Betoch Beis Habliya is a case of Hanas Mamon. And that's why maybe, he has this question, maybe Chisaron Mikvar only works with Hanas Mamon, which he considers the case of Achilas Truma, case of Achilas, of Hanas Mamon. But that seems to be a strange, it seems strange to say that the case of Hadar B'chatzar Chavero is more of a case of Hanas Guf than a case of where you accept Truma into the Beis Habliya, which has no value because it can't be sold, and Tosfos holds openly that it's Ein Shava Klum. That he calls Hanas Mamon. But Hadar B'chatzar Chavero, Shalom Midaito, where you're just sleeping on a guy's floor or on the bed in the hotel, he calls that Hanas Guf. So how can he distinguish, how can he call the case of Hadar B'chatzar Chavero Hanas Guf, where he calls the case of Achilas Truma, where it's not even an Achila. You never touch the Chefsa that has value. You're getting it into the Beis Habliya. It's just a pure Hanas Meyav. In that case, he calls that, he says that it's Mosif Mamon to the guy. Right? So over there, he says it makes sense to have a Chisaron Mikfar over there, remove it from the category of Zeh Nene Vezeh Lo Chaser to a category of Zeh Nene Vezeh Chaser. But the case of Hanas Guf, where the chisaron is required to make it a din mamon, so there they would have to, the chisaron would have to happen at the same time. But the question is, how do we understand the Birchas Shmuel? How could he say that? How would we understand our case now? Now we have to go back completely and reevaluate the case in Ksuvas according to the Birchas Shmuel. How does he hold that's a case of Hanas Mamon? And how does he get out of the problem? Then if it's a case of Hanas Mamon, it's Ein Shava Klum. There's no Din Mamon.
And he doesn't hold the fact that you won't have to buy your dinner? That's not Mamon?
Well, if you say that, so then you could say, now it's a question, it seems to be strange, because then, what would you pay the guy back? It seems to be over there, the only question in Tashlumi Hana is the cost of the Truma.
Wasn't that how it's always figured out?
That's yeah, but...
It's figured out. It's always goes by what was eaten. Not by
well, that's true. But that's true. But it would seem strange to say that over here in the case of staying in a hotel room, that is principally Hanas Guf, where
that makes sense. You don't get it. You're not There's no mom wanted to change because you could have slept in your house. It works out.
That's true, but what does it mean that it's not Shavuot Klum? So that you're saying that even though it's not Shavuot Klum, you're saving money. But it's also, I'll tell you why that's also strange. Because that, it makes sense to talk about saving money on a meal where you're talking about a cow that gets fed. Because when you're talking about a cow that gets fed, you're talking about there's a certain amount of resources allocated to feeding a cow on a schedule. So if the cow eats a meal, you save yourself money. But it's hard to say that, that when someone puts truma into your beis hablia, you don't have to, at that point, you don't have to eat a meal. It's hard to say that that's how we, that's how a person allocates his resources, that in a granular way.
Oh, because we're not on a fixed schedule?
Well, it's not just a fixed schedule. It's like it's a piece of meat that's going into your, that's being inserted into your stomach. I can't imagine that when the Gemara there talks about Hana, it's talking about, and anyway, that's not what they talk about when they talk about Hana. They talk, if you look at Rashi, the Lashon is Hanas Meo Vugrono.
Subjective Hanas?
Yeah, they talk about the actual Hanas, it's Hanas Achila. It's the Lashon doesn't make sense, because the Lashon over there is Hanas Meo Vugrono. It doesn't say Hanas, the Hana of saving money on a food.
He's calling it.
I understand that. So
like, well, you know.
Yeah, so yeah, we have to understand it, but it would seem to be that is Rav Baruch Meir, like you're saying, oh, this is really just simply a case of Hanas Mamon, or is there another way to understand it? Okay, is there another way to understand this, that this is really a different type of case of Hanas Guf that is closer to Hanas Mamon? Okay, so if you buy what I'm saying, so Ari's point is that really you could just say that all he means, I think Matt made this point, all he means is it's Hanas Mamon because you saved yourself a meal. But then if you look at the Lashon of the Rishonim, when they talk about the case of Tashlumei Hana, and they talk about the Hana happening at the same time as the Isser by Truma, they talk about the Hanas Meo Vegrono co-occurring with the Isser, right, Hana, in terms of Truma, they describe it as Hanas Meo Vegrono, which seems to be a very physical Hana and not a Hana of mamonis, not a hana, a direct mamonis where you saved money, like they talk about the cow case. That the behema case, the case of the behema from the Mishnah, where you saved money, where the cow was eating out of somebody else's food basket and you saved money, that was clearly described in terms of mamonis. But over here, where Rashi talks about a case, the case of Truma, so he says, he really calls it Demei Hanas Meyav. It's really the Hana of the stomach, right? And he says, and he also calls it Hanas Grono Umeyav. He says, Amai Kamachayvis Le, B'tashlumen, a Hanas Grono Umeyav. Hahi Shasa, Chiyav Misa Ika. That's what he says. So it seems to be, that seems to be a perfect description of Hanas Guf. So how can the Birch Shmuel, and that was the way we got out of the problem that the re-raised, right? The Tosos over there explicitly said you shouldn't be chayav tashlumi mamon at all, right? Why? Because it's ain't shava klum. Now, if you're right that really you are get mamon, you do get mamon out of the case of truma. How? Because you saved yourself a meal. Then what's the re's complaint? Then when the re says you're not chayav tashlumi mamon because it's not shava klum, it should be no. What do you mean it's not shava klum? Who cares? You save money on a meal, so it has value. Right, so it doesn't seem to be. It just doesn't seem to fit. So the question is, what is the chiddush of the Birch Shmuel? Right, we're not trying to defend the Birch Shmuel. We're trying to understand what his chiddush is. The Birch Shmuel, obviously, it's no great observation that having something shoved into your stomach seems to be closer to sensual hana than sleeping in a hotel room, right? There, certainly when you take the commodification out of the truma and say that this is just an inert piece of meat that you're digesting, it seems to be Hanas Guf. Yeah, so we're trying to understand what's the chiddush of the Birch Shmuel.